Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Keep Your Chin Up, featuring Drew, Josh, and Yoni. We play the domain game featuring badgers.com, school.co.uk, chin.com, and targeted.com. And then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including bioclinic.com, miningequipment.com, roslyn.com, and sportsnutrition.net. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. And we integrate our shows also with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality and transcripts as well. So check all that out. A huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domains to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and the soon-to-be-added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.uk, a marketplace for UK and .co.uk domain names, one of which we talk about today in the domain game. And shout out to our own Business Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. So yeah, with that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples to learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the OGs, the experts, the best in the biz, my personal friends, which is why this is the best part of the week, baby, is this show, you know? So I hope you all enjoy it. So there's four segments to the Domain Sherpa review. We got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. Maybe drop a few AKAs, talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we get into the domain game, where we hear what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on what the price was. We keep score, and eventually, someday, somehow, some way, we get some swag to the winner. Then we got segment three, which is NameJet and a Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction and see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we got grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention and promote anything they want to talk about that we have not already discussed. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up. What up, man? Get Rickrolled in this piece. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I think we're going to put up the best month of all time this month. Ooh, it's gonna be our best month ever.
Let's go.
We'll know hopefully by the end of this week. And you know, life's good. Weather's beautiful this week. Catching sun rays, going to the beach. I was swimming in the ocean for an hour on Sunday. Life's good.
That's it. I dig it, man. I dig it. All right. Well, let me introduce. All right, he's back. Let me introduce. To my lower right, we got my boy Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady, Mr. Pickle in the building. What up, dude?
What up? Good to be here.
All right. Yeah. How you doing?
Maybe it should be a.k.a. Slim Pickle.
Slim Pickle.
I like that. Slim Pickle.
Yeah, all good, man. All good. just happy and healthy and buying domains as usual. Not selling any, but buying a lot.
All right. Hey, look, man, that's the good thing about domains, man. If you're, you know, if they're not selling, you could always be buying. You know what I mean?
If you can't sell them, you can eat them.
I don't know about you guys, but when I'm not selling, I'm getting my hit from buying. So it's really counterintuitive. So
that's what I mean. If you're not getting the rush from selling, you got to be like, I'm gonna go buy some names. I'm gonna go get this. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get that stick.
It's not great for the cash flow perspective, but I can't help it, man. If I'm not getting a hit from the sell, I got to get it from the buy.
That's it, man. You got to feel something. You know what I mean? So let's go. All right. And last but not least, super special guest. He's been on the show before, but it's been a minute. We got my boy Yoni Bolasov, a.k.a. Young Money, a.k.a. Blue Steel, a.k.a. Wolverine. You know what I mean? Just because. I don't know. I don't know why. It just felt right. What's up, my dude? How are you?
Excellent. Always going great. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's funny. We got two of the Lisbon guys. We got two Ponte Vedra guys. You know what I'm saying? We kind of, you know, we're like, I don't know. It's just, I felt like saying that too. But
it's two and two. Yeah. Lisbon, Ponte Vedra. A team and then the B team over there. Yeah.
Oh, man. You guys admitted that you're the B team. It's crazy.
I'm just happy you didn't say that.
I followed by over there. You know what I'm saying? Over there implies other side of the pond.
Fair enough. Yeah. No. Hey. Look, Lisbon. I'm jealous. I know the Ape Fest was just in Lisbon. It's beautiful out there right now. And although we're hitting a nice little sweet spot with us here in Florida post hurricane, you know, not as humid, cooler, getting into the weather that we really like here. So, you know, like you said, life is good, man. You got to enjoy it while you can enjoy it. It goes fast. Things get crazy quickly. And it's all good, but let's talk some domains real fast. We're going to get into the domain game, but Yoni, it's been a minute since you've been on the show. Why don't you, what do you got going on? What's good with you?
I mean, pretty much the same. I've just kind of not been doing much, to be honest. I mean, yeah, selling names, buying some names once in a while. Kind of same old thing.
All right. You still got the system kind of cranking buying names, or you doing any hand buying names, or what are you how involved are you?
I guess at this point, we mainly buy portfolios.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I'm not that involved anymore, so, you know, mm-hmm. some things have to be cut. And that's still kind of like buying portfolios is pretty much most of our business anyways. So, I mean, it's kind of just churning along.
All right, dope, man. Love it. So, and I know you got the young kids at home, so that's got you all that's still a process, but it's all good, man. All good. All right, cool. Well, let's slide into the domain game. Let's talk some specifics around some domains. Drew, we'll start with you since you're in the upper right on my screen at least. And every time he's like, oh, wait, what?
Yeah,
what's this? The domain game? Like the domain, what?
Yeah, yeah. No. I started looking for a name that got distracted, and then anyway. All right, let's go with badgers.com. Badgers.com.
All right, good. I'm not. This is a buy or a sell. I don't even know which one this is.
It's a buy.
Oh, okay. You bought badgers.com. Yeah. Badgers. It's all right. So, Yoni, the way we do this, if you got a phone or some other way to put up the number when we flip.
Okay.
So we use the calculator or whatever, you know, calculator app as a way to guess. So, all right. So it's badgers.com. It was a buy. What did Drew pay for badgers.com? All right. Let me know. 3, 2, 1, flip. Oh, okay. All right. I'm at 12,000. Josh is at 21,500 and Yoni is at 29,999. Those of you who are listening and not watching, who gets the,
Yoni gets it.
Oh, Yoni.
40,000. I paid 40,000 on the nose.
Oh, 40 grand. All right. So what was the,
$30 grand is actually what I was trying to pay. So I kept offering, but they wouldn't take it. And then I just wanted the name. I used to own, badger.com.
I remember that.
And, coincidentally, badger.com used to be a, domain registrar. And, it shut down, and then I got badger.com, and I still have the Twitter handle, but then I saw Badgers, Dave Clements was selling it, and I think they were asking 200, and I was like, I'll take it for 30, and they came back at 50 or something, and anyways, I ended up with 40. Hopefully I was, I don't think I was supposed to not say that, but
hopefully I didn't just violate the NDA.
But I just love, I love it because I just love Badgers. I love the honey badger especially, but
honey badger,
Badgers, you know? Yeah. Yeah. It's my the badger's my spirit animal.
All right, I'm with it, man. I'm with it. So what's the commercial application there though? You know, are you so what are you trying to do? What are you trying to sell it for? How's that gonna work?
I don't know. Probably, it makes a great sports team name. I'm sure there are sports teams called Badgers.
University of Wisconsin is the.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, it probably be looking for like 350 to 500, something in that range. Probably 350 is probably like where this thing would land. You know, if it was the singular, I think we sold the singular for like 500, which was way too cheap. Today I would never sell it for less than seven figures, but I think probably 350 to five.
What do you
probably ask five?
What do you guys think about that, Josh? That check out for you or what?
I think it's a little high. I'd probably say more in like the 150 to 250 range, but it's kind of like within the ballpark, right? Mm-hmm. I have less of an affinity for Badgers, I guess. So
I just don't love Badgers as much. Just I don't like know. Anything, it's weird.
The thing is with these domains, it depends who owns the freaking name, man. If I like Badgers, then I don't want to sell the name, then it's going to be more expensive.
That's it.
So, and Yoni, what are you pricing this? If you own this name in the portfolio, what do you think? What are y'all pricing this at?
I just pulled a little bit of data on it. And it's not, I'll probably price it lower. Probably anywhere between 175 to like maybe 250, something like that. Okay. Maybe try to go for 195.
Dope. All right.
I mean, because in my experience, just like these plural
Yoni's my, first of all, dude, I just love how you say, you say the most with the least, you know what I'm saying? Just like, bam.
Well, it's just because these animal names, especially plural ones, I mean, singular ones are obviously good, but the plural ones are tough because
they're tough.
Going for sports teams. I mean, the one thing that helped it, I mean, maybe in the last decade was the whole crypto thing, because effectively you can both get into NFTs. They're just kind of like almost like silly kind of thing with just crypto in general, because you can have like, I don't know, a group of developers that will call themselves the Badgers or something, you know, like something like this. But as a general rule of thumb, I mean, I'm not that much into it, mainly because I had many kind of like plural animal names that were just sitting there for a long time.
What you know about the Board Badger Yacht Club?
Board Badger Yacht Club. Let's go. BBYC, you know? Well, I remember like when, who was selling rams.com? Like, wasn't that one that was
hanging out there for a while? That was the Dickler. The Dickler was selling that.
Dicker. That's like now, that's like a P. Diddy nickname, you know?
The Dickler. He was the Dickler.
Yo, there's a
You got Dick by the Dickler.
No. But all right, well, interesting.
That's
cool.
That's still better than getting did by the Diddler.
Oh, dude, you didn't want to be at the any of the Diddy's parties, right? Hey, man, you know. Who knew he was keeping the Johnson & Johnson stock up by buying all that baby oil? You know what I mean? Oh, it was just crazy, though. I mean, it's literally fucking crazy. But, you know, hey, All right. Well, we'll keep it moving on that note, since we're already into the Diddy segment of the show.
Yeah, you can't miss the Diddy segment of every time you talk with anyone.
I mean, it is crazy. What's crazy is just how many more stories and, you know, claims and things just keep coming out, and it's like it literally just gets worse and worse. And you're like, ah, well, that's got to be the worst of it. And it's like, nah, you know, here's some more for you.
Yeah,
that's because you live too much in your rainbows and butterflies. For me, I'm like, yeah, this is probably the part of my fingernail that I cut off with the thing. You know what I mean? Like, this dude is deep.
Oh yeah,
there's so much shit there. You don't even want to know.
He got deep. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but seriously, with the amount of these claims, it's crazy. It's like, it's just, you know.
Yeah, he got so deep, he might have put Biggie's ass to sleep.
Dude, it's possible. It's possible. I mean, that's the thing. It's, you know what I'm saying? You don't know. Tupac, Biggie. I mean, shit. Anyway. All right. Well, good stuff. Let's keep it moving. Josh, you got to buy or sell. What's good? Domains. Domain names.
Buy. Yes.
All right, we got another buy.
Yeah. Yesterday I bought school.co.uk.
All right. School.co.uk.
School.co.uk. All right.
And you bought it. All right. School.co.uk. Boom, boom, boom. I'm trying to get me a point up in. I don't think I've gotten a point in the domain game in like 3 weeks, 3 shows. This could be it. All right. 3, 2, 1. Flip it. All right, I'm at $5,000, Drew's at $9,369, and Yoni's at $12,222.
Hey, $5,000.
Bam.
Oh, wow. That was
good. Ooh, I just said, got to get me a point up in this piece. Let's go.
That's a good buy. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of like the country curls, but that's a great buy. School for.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain words that are just so good across almost any, you know, obviously so many extensions. And so where'd you buy it?
Bought it on Cedar. Yeah, it was priced a little bit above that. I asked Dave if he could help bring it down a little. He did. And yeah, I bought it. I don't invest in .co.uk at all. In fact, that's the only one in my portfolio right now. I may buy a few more. They just seem a little underpriced right now. I know that there aren't that many reported sales of .co.uk for like large amounts. I'm talking like, you know, high five, low six. You just don't see them, but
I just give you a quick insight though?
Yeah, hold on. I just think that there's something missing there because
I'm gonna tell you what's missing.
The usage in the UK is vast. It's the preferred extension. It's like .de. I think that there's a lot of, I did a little bit of research, talked with some of the larger holders, and they don't report any of their sales. So, top keyword like school, I'm interested, you know, I right price.
I agree. School.co.uk for $5,000 is a no brainer, but a couple things. One is, the UK is a relatively small market. Like, well, I think it's maybe a third or a quarter of the size of the German market. And, they don't pay big prices. But all that being said, the real problem is that when Brexit happened, any of the Europeans that utilized UK.UK or .co.UK were forced. They could get a trustee, they could do different things. But technically speaking, if you were, let's say, a German resident, you could no longer qualify to own a .co.UK domain name. And so there was a pretty big registration loss, if I remember correctly, after Brexit, in the first year of renewals after Brexit, because like companies in the EU that were not maybe actually operating in the UK, but just wanted to have a UK domain name, I think were either forced or just chose to let it go because of the change in the nexus requirements.
Yeah, Nexus requirement. Yep.
So it's, you know, it's tricky. That's the tricky thing with all CCTLDs is that things change. You know, it's just you're subject to change. You're subject to, you know, some local government deciding that, you know, the way you can use it changed, or, you know, I don't know. I think that we've learned a lot of lessons from CCTLDs.
Well, yeah, and we continue to see. I mean, we know that .io, right? There's some concern as to what's going to happen with all of that.
A lot of uncertainty, of uncertainty.
And then, but it can be a positive where, like, .ai, I feel like the deal they just did with Identity Digital is a good one for them, and that, you know, it adds stability
When you say them, who are you speaking about? The government Anguilla, the citizen Anguilla? Because, yes, I agree. Great deal for them. As a .ai investor, do you think this is a great fucking deal? Because I can guarantee you Identity Digital didn't do it to keep price sideways or to lower your price, right? Your renewal price is going up.
Okay, well, that's a fair point. So, but I think,
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it certainly isn't going down. And so, yes, some of the uncertainty with, you know, a single individual running the registry out of Anguilla has now been relieved. But I think you've introduced an almost certainty that maybe Identity Digital is going to introduce premium pricing, where premium keywords that expire now have premium renewals, maybe because that's how most of the registries work, right?
They didn't do that with .io though, so you got to look at what they've done in the past as well, probably.
Not yet, right?
Yeah.
I mean that deal just happened. I mean, that's not, you know,
no, no. Well, they've been managing .io for ages.
Here's the deal. I think people are retarded, okay? And I'm sorry I use that word, but I don't have a better word for it. I think people are just so stupid. They don't think. Like, when I buy a domain name, my expectation is that I'm going to sell it over the next 10 years, okay? Yeah. No, JT, we're not editing that.
yeah, how do you know that's what I'm doing? How do you know
that's what you're doing?
That I'm marking my notebook with the timestamp and what we got to cut? How do you know? Because I'm just asking, because I'm not saying that I was doing that, but I'm not saying that I wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
So, listen. This is important. That's why I use big words. Okay.
Really got that.
Big words.
Go ahead. No, keep going. It's all good. There are people that you haven't offended yet.
When I buy a domain name, my expectation is that I'm going to own that domain for at least the next 10 years. Now, that's not always the case, but that's my expectation. And so when you're buying, .io domain, the registry, the managing registry just changed hands. And, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, no, look, shit's all good. You know, it's been 6-7 months and nothing changed. Like, I don't know. That's not my expectation. My expectation is if somebody bought that business, it's because they see some kind of untapped margin. And so they're going to exploit it. There's no other reason to buy a business. So especially a business that's as boring as a domain registry. So I think that you should expect price increases. I think you should expect premium renewals. I think you should expect everything that they make their money from in other registries that they own. I'm not saying that that's what would happen. I'm saying that that is what you should expect. As an investor, that should be your base case. When you enter into an investment, when you buy a domain name in any extension, you're entering into an investment. And you should go into it with a base case. And that base case should be an understanding of, well, what's going to happen? If I know that if I buy .com tomorrow, I know that in five of the next 7 years, my price of renewal is going to increase by 7%, right? I know that, I know where the walls are, right? And so with some of these CCTLDs, you just don't know where the walls are as much as some people would like you to believe that you do.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I think a couple of things. So, you know, Identity Digital, they've operated .io for a while. They're now going to operate as the backend provider for .ai. To Josh's point, you know, they have not introduced premium renewals on .io.
That deal's a year old?
Well, yeah, I think that's I think you make a really good point about this length of time and this time expectation, because I think that now they also own a whole ton of other extensions, right, that do have premium renewals on them, right, that aren't the country code. So is that a delineation that's, you know, and you could, you know, at some point we probably have Matt Overman on the show and ask some of these questions. They might even have, you know, some of this might even be available online in their FAQs or whatever as to plans and things. So I think that the timeline is an interesting thing because, like you said, your expectation or your time horizon is 10 years, and that's a long time, and a lot can happen then. You're talking about a business that's private equity backed, I believe, right? And
I mean, let's say .com.
I'm pretty sure they've managed for certain 5 to 10 years, by the way. It's been okay. Identity digital.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I don't think they've had .io that long.
Yeah, but they have at least 5.
I don't think so. But yeah. Let's say, now I forgot what I was going to say.
While you're trying to figure that, remember that. Hey, Yoni, where are you at with like IO and AI domains? I mean, are you guys, I know you've always been a traditional .com guy, but I know that you now have registry interests and things. So what are your, you know, you're wherever the money is, right? So what do you think?
I mean, so first of all, I mean, I'll just go over, I guess, all the details. So first of all, I agree people are retarded, but I don't think that's related to this point because, like, luckily, once, personally, I'm really against actually country code registries as actually a place to invest in. Because especially in a small country, especially in a country that gets 20% of their GDP from that country code, because you're effectively entering a dictatorship with no rules. They can charge you $10,000 a year tomorrow, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. I mean, like the fact that Identity Digital is running it, in a way, it keeps it more stable, because if you know, whoever is in charge of the country decides to, you know, pull this lever, they're going to probably advise them to not go this fast. But the problem is that you are kind of signing your life away to some extent. Like, really, it's, let's say if you have a business in the US and, you know, it's headquartered in, I don't know, let's call it Scottsdale or something. If that business, and whatever that business is worth, if that business was located in Anguilla and doing the same thing, it's worth a lot less. Mm-hmm. And there is the reason for that. I mean, many different reasons, but I would say the main reason is that you're effectively taking the risks of that country on. So effectively, by building everything on top of the extension, you're doing that. And unlike a normal business that you can effectively, you know, move HQs, let's say, from one country to another, states, whatever, you can do it here, but it will not be done well. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's not the same. You're still, like, if you're going to take an equivalent of the physical world, you're still going to have employees and customers going to your old address, you know, like that doesn't make sense in a physical sense, but that's really what's going to be happening. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like, luckily, so that's why personally, I own zero country codes. I just own effectively .com, .net, .org, and .link. I mean, those are really the only ones I go for. And as a portfolio, just in terms of kind of like sinking capital into anything, it's, you know, mainly .com. And also, I guess one last part about like the .co UK thing. Like, from my perspective, actually, I mean, there's two parts, because I think in the US, people call, you know, things cool kind of like more readily. In the UK, I feel like there is many different kind of like words that that have effectively different meanings depending on what you mean by school. So I do like kind of like an all-encompassing nature of the word school, but I'm not sure if it works the same way in the UK. And then what I would say is actually the biggest problem about this is actually the fact that when .co UK started effectively allowing you to get a UK equivalent, lots of names got, I would say the value got split up at least into two, probably into lesser chunks between the two. So for example, school.uk is actually also available. In fact, I'm assuming it's the same person that owns it, and he probably also priced it. at the same 5,000 pounds. So, I mean, I don't know if you want to get both or not, but you know,
I'm talking to that guy right now, by the way, just
because I'm liking school.co.uk, but I'm also thinking about it almost like it's an old school way of like when it was just .co.uk and there is no .uk, and now like it's just the combination of those two is kind of weird. And obviously there's some .uk versions of the .co.uk version that weren't claimed, which I guess is potentially good if you just got the .co.uk version. But, you know, this is something to keep in mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about that.
A couple things, JT, real quick. So a foreign entity is open to using .co.uk or .uk. So I don't know what necessarily happened after Brexit. But
yeah, there was something with the Nexus restrictions. I remember that.
I'm not sure. I'm not a super expert on it. I just know that foreign entities are able to own .co.uk and .uk names. And the other thing is, on my understanding, on and I'm not a super expert in ccTLDs. Like I said, it's my first .co.uk. Is that almost no business like remotely even cares about the .uk at the moment, which is why I went for the .co.uk initially. I think that really I 100% agree with Yanni, is like it's fragmented, right? But so like even if businesses want the .co.uk, just the fact that the .uk is an option is like from an investment standpoint, it's just kind of a nightmare. You know, like regardless of whether it gets adoption or it doesn't get adoption, it's like it's still a nightmare.
You're permanently capped by whatever the seller
right. is. Right, exactly. It's like all of a sudden, so like I buy it for $5,000, right? I price it for $100,000 or whatever it may be. Like, it's annoying that the UK exists and is then priced. Like, you want to have control of both. You want to have control of pricing both, regardless of what the adoption is. So on that point, I just 100% agree. You got both, which means it's more expensive and means it's less investable.
Yeah. And now they had this split. It was years ago. I remember, cause I think I was still running NameJet or still involved when that happened. Cause then we started trying to run those sort of, you know, auctions at the same time for the .uk along with the .co.uk's. Oh, and real quick, shout out to our sponsor. DNWE, one of their sub companies is brandable.uk. which is a marketplace for UK and co.uk domains. So just a quick shout out to them. We haven't had any talking about a name like this to be able to give them that shout out in show. So shout out to Ryan and the team there. But, you had to claim it, right? If you had the name, is that how it worked? I kind of remember.
Yeah,
that
was probably like 5 years ago now. You had to claim it. You had a certain amount of time that you could claim it in.
And if you didn't claim it, what happened? Did it go to the wild?
It became available.
Public.
So it wasn't like, we didn't claim it, so then it doesn't exist. It was like you either claim it or then somebody else could go and basically hand register.
Somebody else could come and get it,
Yeah, and I mean, I guess for me, I don't know enough about the way that the UK folks operate to know, you know, if somebody hears like, okay, this is my brand, right? Your school.
Isn't it like kind of Fugazi too? Like, aren't they like, they're like not even the same price. Like one is one price, one's another price. Like, different terms.
I think the registration costs are nominal. They're both like $8.
Yeah. But I think they're like different.
Well, they're like, different. They're different in that, like, everyone prices the .uk cheaper because nobody.
No. I mean, like from a registry standpoint.
I think they're both nominate.
Are they the same? Are they the same price?
They're definitely both nominate. Yeah, I don't know what the price.
No, is. No. I get that, but the term.
Yeah. Well, but real quick, so I guess, and Josh, maybe you know better than most. So for people in the UK, right? When like for me, I hear a domain or a brand, I think immediately the .com is where I'm going to go. .co.uk is kind of their sort of pseudo equivalent to some degree.
It's more popular than any other extension by far.
Right. So if somebody hears the name school as a brand in the UK, they're going to go to school.co.uk before they go to school.uk. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And .com. And they're going to go to .co.uk before .com for the average person. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, I think it's all very, very interesting. I mean, obviously, it's
except that the average person is not British anymore.
That because above average.
Ooh, there you go. Bang.
The average person might be going to .so.
.so. What's so?
They're not going to .io. That's for sure.
Oh man, y'all bugging. All right, well, that's what's up. So right now we've got Yoni's got a point, I got a point. It's time for Yoni to bring up a name for the domain game.
We can so you just it. Need one name, right?
One name, man.
Yeah. Buy or sell.
Buy or sell, yep.
All right, let's try with this one. Chin. CHIN.com.
So chin. Like I punched him in the chin.
Yeah.
CHIN.com. Did you buy it or sell it?
Chin. I like
sold it today, looks like.
Today.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Sold chin.com.
Like chin right. Chin.
A little chin chin. A little chin music. All right. Chin.com. All right.
It's quite a big name to just be like, looks like I sold it today.
Well, I was going through the list of stuff. We can go. We can pick a smaller name.
No. This is dope. No, this, good. Is up. This is awesome. Okay. Yoni's such a pimp, man. He's just like
so casual. So casual, you know.
He's like, yeah, I think this just happened. You know, no big deal. This is just like, you know, it's Tuesday. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, wait. So Drew's at 215,000. I'm at 250,000 and Josh is at 500,000 for those that are listening and not watching. All right, Yoni, who gets the point?
So Josh wins. It's 400.
Whoa.
Oh, bang.
Wow, you got all of it.
Yeah. All right.
Shout out Dan.
Dude. Yeah, so how did it sell? Like, give us as much detail as you can. If you can't share, then, you know, obviously, but how'd you sell it? When did you get it? How long did you hold it? And what'd you pay for it? If you can give us.
I'm not even sure how long we had it. I would need to kind of like do some research, but I think it was a while. I think it was like a decade.
Okay.
10 years,
right?
That's I'm not sure how much we paid for it even. Like, again, I would need to kind of dig it up.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's sold on Afternic. I think after some negotiation, because I'm pretty sure that was our asking price.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yep.
I mean, that's a fantastic name. We say it all the time. 4character.com, pronounceable, actual dictionary words. I mean, just super, super dope. And, you know, you definitely, I mean, it's a great sale for you. Still a good value for the buyer. I mean, depending on what their deal is. Do you know anything about who bought it? I guess
no not. Idea.
You literally said it just came across the ticker like as we're on the show.
Yeah. In fact, I wasn't even
now, sure so if there are some monster. Absolutely monster end users. Like I was trying to think in my head, I put 215. I was like, you know, I thought maybe it's like chin chin, so it could be like hospitality or but I didn't think about it as a name, and like the last name Chin is huge, and there are massive companies called
that looks
chin.
Like that's what it sold to. It's it, the landing page says Chin Family Office. So
yeah. Exactly. There's a Myanmar family that's like, they're one of the wealthiest families in the country. There's Chin Enterprises, Chin Global, Chin Seasonings, Chin Associates, Chin Corporation, Chin Company Limited, Chin and Associates. There's a lot of Chin. There's mad Chin going around.
Nice sell, Yoni. That's a really thanks. Good. I feel like it's a good price.
Yeah,
that's what I said. That's why I said I think it's a good sales price. It's a good value. It's a good buying price. I mean, it's right there. What'd you say?
I said the internet's long in the chin.
Long in the chin. There's some chin music. That might have to be the name of the title of the show.
Yeah,
that was
no, that's a great sale. I think you got all of it. It's a great sale.
Yeah, that's one of those all good all around, man. Good stuff. All right. So here's the deal. We've got a.
This is exactly why I just like price names from the hip. And you really, it's just stupid because names that you know, you're like, oh, yeah, good name. But you got to go look. You got to go dig in and see what's out there, see how it's being used, alternative uses, you know, existing end users. It's just, I would have left 200 grand on the table.
Yeah, I mean, that was a heck of a sale and nice work and great name. All right, well, here's the deal. So we've got a three-way tie.
Imagine if there was a tool that like, remember, there wasn't there a tool like in the peak of NFT craziness? There was a tool like you could put your wallet in and like see how much money you left on the table. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah,
there's a tool. You like you just enter your wallet address and be like, oh, yeah, you left like mad money on the table. It'd tell you like how much money you left on the table.
Well, I know there were things that would tell you how much gas you had spent, you know what I'm saying, out of your wallet.
Yeah, that too.
You know, which is like, oh, yeah.
There was a tool that would like, it would calculate like when you sold and then like what the current floor is and like how much you would have made if you had not sold. And imagine if we had that for domains. If like there was a way to know like what an end user actually would have paid and what we actually sold them for.
Yeah.
That'd be painful.
It would be painful. It'd be cool. All right, real quick. So we've got a three-way tie between me, Josh, and Yoni, which means, Drew, if you've got another name that you could throw up here in the mix to break the tie.
Let's go. Let's go.
And even if it's one that I came out on, we can make it a Josh Yoni final right now if it's something I'm, you know, that I'm aware of.
All right, we'll go with here's a demand that just sold today. All right, targeted.com.
All right. Targeted. Yoni and Josh, this is you guys for the final. Targeted.com.
You sold that domain today as well?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are ballers, huh? Just selling big names daily. Why not?
This has been a pretty crazy month, and we got a lot that we're just trying to get over the finish line here. That'll be pretty dope. So we're excited. We're excited over it now.
So you're saying you undersold it a little? Just a little.
Well, this one I didn't
undersold
hear
what
this one.
I don't know. Yeah, I probably did. I probably undersold it. But I don't. You know, I don't know.
I'm just fishing.
Well, we're gonna find out. We're gonna see what you all think. All right. So this is Josh and Yoni. Final Jeopardy. Final domain game round. 3, 2, 1. Flip it. All right. Targeted. Josh, back up your phone. I think. Yeah. There we go. Josh is at 55,000, and Yoni is at $111,111.
Man, what are you at? I thought you were playing.
No, I'm out on this one.
He knows.
How do you know what it sold for? It just sold today. Yeah.
I know, but I didn't want to give it like, make it like in, you know, like I don't know, but I think I actually might know. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Anyway, plus here's the other thing. I didn't put a name up. You know what I mean? So it's also not fair for me to like I should technically be the one putting up a name. So you're putting.
Yeah. You're like the parasite. You're like the parasite in the game.
Wow, that's like, why are you just so negative?
You're just like you're leeching on to the game without.
Well, how about, oh, he's the guy who does all the work to make the show happen.
I'm just kidding.
You could have said it that way. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know.
Listen,
he's kind of,
if I'm,
you know,
positive,
like, hey, I'm gonna
our
go
ratings see. Don't go up when I'm positive. People like it
they
when
don't.
I'm real negative. And
they
I, and
don't.
I,
people
and
are
I,
definitely
and
like,
I,
oh, man.
And
Drew talks that
yeah, like, that's when I watch it as well.
Yeah, people want to see me. People want to see me berate you. You know what I mean?
It's all good. It's all good. It's cool. Look, this is just, you know, it keeps my therapist in business. You know what I'm saying? So if this didn't happen, I'd have nothing to talk to her.
All right. Don't worry, JT. So, we'll talk about it at dinner tomorrow, bro. It's good. It's good.
I'm looking forward to that, by the way. All right, so let's go. So who is the winner? Who's the winner of the domain game?
Josh got it. 49,000.
Bam. 49,000.
Low, no?
Yeah. I mean, targeted.com, I don't know. I hate past tense. I don't know. I think we actually had it priced at 149. It sold through Afternic. They came in with an offer. Let's see how many times they came back.
Yeah. You know, and that's the thing. I knew what we had it priced at, so again, I didn't want to use any.
They came back. Yeah, they came back four times. I mean, they started back in the beginning of September. Came back four times. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think probably it was the best I was going to get out of this buyer. And so,
but let's say for me, I think targeted.com and badgers.com, are effectively worth the same thing.
I actually, I would prefer to have targeting.
But that's why it's weird. Why? You know, like you bought badgers.com for $40,000 and you sold this one for $50,000.
Yeah.
Minus commissions ends up being kind of close, no?
Yeah. No, I agree. I wouldn't put like a sign of
value. Well, because it's so,
Is targeted traffic.
You can back it up.
Just ads, anything.
Yeah. You can back it up with data as well, right? And
I looked at was the data. That's
the easiest way to do, like the most simplest form of looking at the data for me, honestly, and a name like that is just going to Crunchbase and typing in targeted. And if I go to Crunchbase and type in targeted, like I get targeted victory, targeted oncology, targeted response, targeted social, targeted lending, targeted focus, targeted services, targeted pet care. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Yeah. So like targeted is an upgrade for all those brands. So like, you know, is it a name that you're going to get loads and loads of money for? No, but it is a good name and it does have a lot of usage.
Yeah, because I also don't think it's kind of like comparable. I mean, obviously target is much better, but it's a completely different name. You know, obviously,
yeah, totally
whether
different.
It's past tense, just, you know, the meaning is completely different. So, and in this situation, the past tense is actually quite good. You know, it's kind of rare, I think, that it happens, but.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So you're saying I messed up.
They said you overpaid for Badgers and undersold targeted.com.
Well, I'm saying like the funny part is that it ends up being the same. I mean, in terms of price.
Those two cancel each other out.
Yeah.
Which one would you rather have in the portfolio then?
Me, I think I'd rather have targeted, but by just a little bit. Because just because the plural animal names are kind of a tough sell. So meaning selling it to an end user, I think, comes with a longer time span, which means more cost of capital, you know, and so on.
All right. Well, hey. So who got the point? Who won? Oh, Josh. So Josh wins the domain game again. That was, I think that might be two times in a row for you, like from the last time you were on. And so I will bring you a hoodie tomorrow. So when Josh and I will link up.
Can't wait to be built up and to get nothing. Can't wait.
I got you, dog. I'm going to be running around the house and be like, oh, I have no domain share. I'm like, here you go. Here's a random hoodie from my closet. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's Nike though. It's Nike or Lulu or whatever. But, anyway, so, I think that's interesting. You know, this great feedback. Drew loves Badgers. So that's where we are, you know, so
that's where we are.
targeted Badgers.
Targeted badgers.
What you know about those targeted badgers?
What you know about targeted badgers?
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, well, that's the domain game. So good stuff. All right, let's keep it moving because we got about 20 minutes. 30 minutes maybe max left, and we've got some ground to cover. So this next segment is NameJet Gonna Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet. We're going to go over a list of domains that are coming up for auction. You can also go to the page for this episode on Domain Sherpa. You can pull the Excel spreadsheet, and it'll have the domain, the Estabot appraisal. Take that with a grain of salt. How many back orders as of the day that we record the show, which in this case is about 2 days before we publish the show. And then the order by date. So in order to make sure that you can follow or participate in the auction, you want to have a back order in so that you don't lose track of it. And some of these, actually, there's probably one or two names, it looks like, on the list that will actually be in auction by the time the show airs. So if you're interested in any of these names, I would suggest getting on it sooner than later. We have no affiliate benefit here, so, you know, we're not trying to sell any particular names. In fact, what I always find interesting, and we'll say non-financial, this is not financial advice and all that, we're actually adding competition to some auctions that we might be trying to win, which is, you know, Just doesn't, just, I don't know. It's not a lot of common sense there, but we're here for the people. We're for the people. And so with that, let's go ahead and I'm going to start with you, Yoni. You know what I'm saying? Since, you know, you're not on the show that often. If you've got the list, if you want to pick a couple of names that you like, say maybe why or something you'd be interested in, or if there's something that you're like, I would avoid this one because it's either going to go for too much or it's not even worth, like, just, you know, getting involved or spending the time, then, you know, let us know. Let them know. Let them know how you feel.
I like all names just to some extent. I guess it's just a question of what's the price.
Mm-hmm.
The ones I like the most are Bioclinic, Roslyn, Deepak. I mean, maybe mining equipment.
Okay, well, let's stop on those because we don't want to go through the whole list before we circulate around the room. And let's talk about a few of these individually. So, so Bioclinic, what are you trying to buy that name for? Because we say it all the time on the show, you really make money on the buy. So if you can buy a name cheap enough, all these are worth a $69 back order, right? But the question is, you know, if you can get a, you know, a good name, you know, at let you know, you were trying to put a window on these 5 to 10 years, maybe, but obviously the sooner the better. Trying to 10-20x, what are you trying to buy a Bioclinic for?
I mean, ideally something like 2,000 maybe.
Okay. Then you'd be pricing it in the 10 to 20, or you'd be pricing it at 50 or more?
Probably just under 50, maybe 60, something like this. Maybe, okay. You know, I like to kind of go right under. So maybe either 49, anywhere between 49 to 59, I would kind of guess. That's where I would price that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And then what else did you say? You said DPAC.com, yeah. Which actually D-P-A-C. Is the highest estimate. DPAC, yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like really it's obviously, you know, four letters, good letters, bunch of different companies with those letters already exist. And also kind of like, I mean, not pronounceable in a way, but you know, semi-pronounceable of this level is quite good. I mean, we also sell a lot of four letters.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the ones that, you know, I can see that this type of thing would sell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other one was Roslyn or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever way. I mean, same story. Like for me, again, I mainly look at the data. I actually don't really care what the names are, to be honest.
Okay.
I'm just kind of, you know, because really, you know, there's some names that I'm kind of much more into, you know, but usually for no pragmatic reason, I would say, kind of, you know, like it just, I have some emotional reaction, but that's not necessarily a good thing. And also, at the end of the day, what ends up happening is that I still use the data to decide how much to pay and how much to price that. So in a way, kind of like having, you know, some names create some sort of emotional reaction in me is kind of like just like a futile exercise that's costing me time. So this you, is kind of what
the motherfucker is clinical. He's like the emotional reaction. I need to eliminate it because
also, you know, money. Like keep in mind that, you know, we're buying a lot of these types of names all the mm-hmm. time. So, you know, like if we have like, I don't know, Echo Clinic, Bioclinic, Echo Clinics, Bioclinics, you know, like at some point, and, you know, you have like maybe 100 other variations that could be okay. At some point, you know, like how do you rank them? Mm-hmm. You know, like cause I feel like people are just like getting attached to names just because they happen to come up on the market, you know, like on Steam, in NameJet or whatever. But really, you know, the methodology is really just going through the data and deciding what are the key factors and to what extent.
Sure. Well, it's like we talked about on the Today Show. I mean, Drew and Badgers, right? There was basically said, man, I'm emotionally attached. I love me some Badgers.
Yeah. But I mean, and also the other part is that the good names are names that, you know, like there is no like novel names. It's all names that somebody's multiple other companies, and by multiple, I mean, you know, hundreds have already thought of, you know, like have already committed to registering other names. other names, meaning other extensions, equivalent strings in various zone files. You know, like all this data is technically available for everyone. Like luckily, you're just playing better odds if you go for names that other people have gone for before, because it's almost like a proxy for predicting other people wanting that name later. So in other words, it lets you kind of like almost like predict the future in terms of what's the chance of somebody else coming up to you to buy it.
Sure. Well, it's like when Josh and I, we were having a conversation about some names a day ago, and it was, you know, how many TLDs is it registered in? You know, we're comparing two names, right? So when we're running through the exercise, you know, how many names, how many other TLDs? And I think a name like Roslyn is interesting. It's a village in Scotland. There's a bunch of end users, it looks like. There's a bunch of companies. It's, you know, it's
effective. It's a surname. Yeah, there's lots of stuff. At the end of the day, like, what I would say is that if it has, let's say, a lot of extensions taken, it's not necessarily a good indicator. But if it doesn't have any extensions taken, that's definitely a bad indicator. The internet's crowdsourcing way of telling you this name sucks to such an extent that nobody else wants it. And you may want it, but you know, like that, you already are entering a whole other territory there. Like, I mean, maybe if you're the end user, okay, fine. But if your whole point is to, you know, put up your own capital, that this capital has a cost of capital, at least in the form of opportunity cost, you know, like you've got to make good decisions.
That's I couldn't have said it better. All right, cool. And then are there any names on here that you would just either avoid because you just have zero interest, or you think it'll go too high on NameJet?
I don't know, I guess, to what extent, like, what I would anticipate things to go for. Usually I don't kind of try to guess where it would go for, and that being a reason to not participate, because in fact that could mean that maybe the best deals you're kind of like preemptively missing out on due to, I don't know, fear of losing or something. I mean, there's obviously a time cost in terms of, well, participating in an auction, but if you're participating all the time, this time kind of like there is no time savings there really, because it's all so marginal. And especially if you have some sort of automated system to go for it, I mean, it's, you know, you just have to decide how much you want it from the get-go and stick with it, in my opinion, at least. But there is a bunch of names that, you know, kind of are okay, but you know, like honestly, like obviously this NameJet list is already kind of pre-selected, so it already naturally, like all these names, I would, if it was like at least reg fee, I would buy them all. So you know, it's not too interesting from that perspective, but I wouldn't spend too much kind of like energy on something like music studies. I mean, it's okay, but like there's just so many other synonyms there. You know, like let's say music school is like, I don't know, 10 times better, 100 times better. You know, like it's just, there's lots of them. You know, you can have music lessons and whatever, and frankly,
and specific degree programs is going to be even better.
And just the data already reveals it, right? I mean, you know, you can see like effectively how often it's used, you know, how many extensions taken, whatever. I mean, it's all right. It's okay for a reg fee. In fact, it's probably okay for, you know, like back orders as well. Just like, but like, I wouldn't spend too much effort. Like, I wouldn't spend hundreds of dollars on it or anything like this. But besides that, everything else is fine, I think. Like, all of them are quite good. Again, but it is a pre-filtered version already. So,
yeah, I mean, I had to go through literally the top like 500 expiring domains to pull this list of 16 domains, you know. And since we did a Domain Sherpa review like a week ago, where I already pulled a bunch of the better, you know what I mean? So, but yes, this is curated and gone through a pretty wide volume of already what was curated just based off of back orders in the system, you know, which are the names that had the most back orders to begin with, because that's the initial filter.
So this is already a crowdsourced way of telling you, okay, these ones are in demand.
And then curated on top of that.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
And yeah, exactly. That's why all these, like we say, are worth a back order, but are they worth more? And I think that's great. And I think the way that you just explained the whole thing around music studies is pretty perfect. So good stuff, man. All right, dope. Well, what about you, Josh? You have any other thoughts on other names in the list that we haven't talked about that you like or that you don't?
Yeah, I mean, Yoni's kind of summarized it very well, better than I can. But
yeah, you were cooking, man. That was really good.
I like in terms of just like standout, I like IntelliTrade.com. Just feel like it's just a lot of businesses that would brand on that. I like the fact that it's got the double L. I feel like a lot of the time you'll see like these Intelli names with just like one L. I think I prefer the one with two L's. So that one stands out to me. Obviously, BioClinic is a good name. I actually put in my back order for that one yesterday. Aftermarketing.com, I don't like that name. Like, that immediately stands out to me as one that I just don't really like.
That one was interesting to me. It was one of the first ones I pulled on the list. It's obviously the first one alphabetically, but the aftermarket, you know,
that was like a Kamala Harris answer. Well, the thing about aftermarketing is that it's the first name alphabetically on the list.
By the way, I love Drew's just like, yeah, we're going to, this has no reason to go political at all, but I'm just going to do it just because.
You know, well, I can't think of a better person to highlight as being so stupid.
But like, that's the kind of name though that immediately I'm probably going to look at and be like, nah, not that interested in. But
yeah, that one to me is weird.
Having said that, If you then go and this goes back to what Yoni's talking about, right? If you then go and say, I'm going to type aftermarketing into Google, like just a simple Google search, and you can see oh, damn, there's a company called After.Marketing and like aftermarketinggroup.com, and there's like a bunch of engines. So suddenly there's some value there, you know?
Okay, but how much value, right? These are, if you think about who's going to be, these are going to be small marketing companies, even if it was a big agency, like, you know. The upside, if you got all the value out of it, you're probably talking about 15 to 25 grand.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even think that much. Maybe I'd need maybe like 10 grand. But still, if it's a $10,000-$15,000 name, like you can spend a couple hundred bucks on that name, right? You spend $500. So I don't know. But immediately when I look at that name, I would just completely ignore it. But now, like, if I was trying to build a portfolio, I probably wouldn't ignore it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all about what the price would be, you know. So is it worth $200?
Yeah,
probably, right.
But yeah, probably worth
not worth $2,000.
No,
because not at the end of the day, you're probably trying to sell it for $5,000 or something, $10,000.
Yeah,
and
again, it might take you 10 years.
Yeah, the thing is like at that price point of like below like 5,000 range, you know, most of the time you're not trying to spend a few hundred dollars on those $5,000 names. You're trying to spend like a registration fee to like $70. And then when you get into the couple hundred, like few hundred, that's when you're trying to, I mean, like for me, I'm really trying to like price those names at like 10K. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know if Yoni's the same, but like, everyone's a little bit different. I think a newer style investor is more likely to spend like $500-$600 on a name and then price it at like $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like that. That's not how I do things anyway.
Like it might work. Bigger margins. Yeah.
It might pencil. I haven't been around long enough to know. Like, but I'm not sure if it does.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, I think that all makes sense. So, all right. So what about anything else that you like or don't like?
Yeah, I mean, they're all okay. I don't really like uktax.com, despite that one having a pretty high Estabot appraisal again. But it's like, again, it's just like, I don't like it. I wouldn't buy that name. So, but I'm sure that there's probably some decent end users. I don't know.
All right. And Drew, what about you, man?
I mean, I think we blanketed the list pretty well. I do like UK tax. Tax lawyers are extremely expensive. And I think uktax.com is a good, you know, good lead gen domain, or just a brand name to market on for a tax lawyer. But again, you know, they're not going to spend a ton of money on it. So, you know, you're selling that name for 10 to 25 grand. And so, you know, I want to own it for a couple hundred bucks. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, as small names, pretty much everything you guys said, like, you know, I pretty much like all these names for small money. Right. I mean, sportsnutrition.net, like, that's a great name. It's a great name. I mean, there's a bazillion sports nutrition therapists, clinics, you know, it's a huge category and growing. But how much are any of these people going to pay? Probably a couple of grand, maybe five. And so, you know, you just can't put a lot of money into any of these names. But yeah, I mean, I guess my favorite name on the list would be probably miningequipment.com, because that's just an old school industry, big dollar investment, high capex, and I think they'd probably buy it.
Well, now you've got heavy Bitcoin, equipment. You've got crypto.
Those heavy equipment. Yeah, that too. That too. It's funny. I didn't even think about crypto mining. But yeah,
I didn't think about the other version, you know.
Well, both of them, I mean, they're both high capex, you know, big businesses. So I think that's a good name. I think that's probably my favorite name on the list. But I guess the only one, yeah, I don't know if there's anything that, like, I just flat out would never want to own. Yeah.
All right. Well, nobody mentioned ketchup.net. You know what I'm saying? What's up, though? Like, that's the,
well,
you know.
I don't know. I mean,
right. What you're going to say really is ketchup a trademark like, term type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, I think it is. I think it's C-A-T-C-A-U-C-H-U-P is not. And the K-E, I think that is a trademark term. I don't know if it still is. It might be the public domain today, but I think that was a trademark term at least.
Yeah, it's interesting. I started going down that rabbit hole a little bit, but I wasn't sure if it was like, yeah, ketchup brand, catsup or something, you know, like you get into that kind of weird sort of situation. Yeah. And yeah. I definitely like mustard better than ketchup as far as like a brand name, but I enjoy ketchup better than I like mustard in real life. I don't know. It's weird. But
my French fries with mustard.
Do you really? That's like some European is like mayo, right?
No,
like,
hell like no. French Well, most people eat them with mayo. Yeah, mayo or ketchup and mayo. Curry sauce.
Well, there's that whole Pulp Fiction where Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson are, you know, Jules and Vern are driving in the car, and he's like, man, you go to a McDonald's, you know, and they, you know what, they dip their french fries in mayo. Drown them in that shit. And it's like, I'm a ketchup guy, man. Mayo is kind of crazy for me, but the you know, but mustard, man. Oh dude,
mustard where it's at, you know what I mean?
It's definitely better for you.
Hell yeah.
Condiment. This was the condiment show. Anyway, all good, all good. All right, so that is NameJet and a Jet. We definitely went through the list. Big shout out to NameJet. All right, well, we've got about 5 minutes, and we do a quick around the horn, just kind of see what else is good. But I think we've covered a lot of ground on today's show. It's been great. But Drew, we'll start with you. Anything else good with you that we have not talked about?
No. I'm excited for Q4. I mean, like I said, we're having a killer October. I think that Q4 is going to be strong. I think Q1 is going to be strong, and we'll see what happens after that. You know, happy when this election is over. That's it. All good.
All right. Dope.
All good.
All right, Josh, what about you?
Not for much.
Get that domain name, GTDN.
Yeah, yep. Soon to be rebranded. Announcement coming soon.
Ooh, excited. Yeah.
Excited.
That's what's up.
We're having fun with it. We're gonna build some cool shit. And I'm just working a lot more again within the domain space. I was pretty distracted for the last 4 or 5 years, I would say. But excited again. Come.
That's what's up. And are you going to Vegas for the ICA?
I'm going to Vegas for the ICA. I missed last year because I was playing a pickleball tournament. and it was shortly after my son was born. So I wasn't supposed to be playing the pickleball tournament either, but it was like enough where it worked out. I made a commitment that I'd definitely go to Vegas to see.
Are you going to play in a Mars tournament? Are you going to play in the pickleball tournament?
I don't know, dude. I mean, yeah.
I kind of like to watch you just mop everybody up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie. Like, that'd be kind of cool. Especially Paul Nix and Allen. You know what I'm saying? After the bullshit they pulled last time. You know, yeah. Josh is going to get revenge for me and Harbin. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. So if we play, that's cool too.
All right, let's get it. All right, Yoni, what about you, man? As we close up the show, what's good?
I guess not much. Yeah, kind of also waiting for the election to be over. So life can go back to normal.
Yeah.
Whatever normal will look like afterwards.
We'll see what that is. See what happens.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. Yeah.
All right. And, you know, I know you got young ones at home and obviously been pretty busy, but are you going to get to anything next year as far as any of the travel, any of the conferences? We're going to see you anywhere?
Most likely not.
Okay.
But the year after.
The year after. Catch me in 2026.
Keep an eye out for 2026.
I love it.
I'm coming. I'll make it back when Yoni makes it back.
Oh, let's go, man. That'll be what's up, man. Looking forward to that. All right. Well, good stuff, man. Well, thank you for taking the time. I know you're crazy busy. The same thing with Drew and Josh. You guys, as always, man, thank you for so much taking the time and, you know, just giving the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? So all good. Speaking of the people, thank you everybody for tuning in. We say it on every show, without you, there is no us. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any feedback, you want to correct us, all good. Let us know. We're not hard to find. If you had an issue with anything on today's show, just submit for a refund for what you paid to watch the show, and we will gladly get that right to you. You feel me? And but otherwise, we're just going to be back here next time doing what we do here on Domain Sherpa. Actually, next week, we got the Sherpa Ween episode, I think, that we're teeing up. So that's going to be cool. And just lots of different cool stuff going on. Things are chaotic. Make sure you look out. Make sure you... I know.
Sherpa what, JT? The
Sherpa Ween. It's the Halloween show, man. You got to get your costume, dog. Let's go.
These guys get all fruity and they...
I don't even get... Costume, it's just getting in the holiday spirit, man. Why you got to be... You're such a Scrooge, man, like on everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. You still love you, bro, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is what I was just about to say. It's crazy and chaotic out there. Everybody... Be kind to your neighbor. Be nice to your friends and family. Look out for your people. You never know what people are going through. Most importantly,
step up on the days of Satan worship. Yeah, step right up.
Well, for Halloween, man, it's just a little. It's a costume, dog. You know, it's not that deep.
I'm just playing. I'm not a festive kind of person.
No. It's all good. But you're good. You're good peoples, man. So it really is all good. And but again, everybody, like, just keep an eye out for your friends and others. And you know, it's a crazy world out there. Try to enjoy it in the meantime. And do what you do. I guess, like on that Bill and Ted's, be excellent to each other. That's my vibe today. I'm on that Bill and Ted's, be excellent to each other. And in the meantime, we'll do what we do, and we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa.
Did you add the to each other part, or did they say that?
They said be excellent to each other. That was like the thing, you know what I'm saying?
I thought it was just be excellent.
No, that's like your mantra, you know what I'm saying? You're always like, be, you know, that's your shit. So yeah. Their shit is like the benefit of others, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, you messed up. I was right to like lock in the landing. I was right there for it. You know what I'm saying? But everybody, we'll see you next time here on Domain Sherpa. We're all roads lead to domains. Peace out, y'all.